there seems to be no agents, there seems to be no focus. Food distribution is haphazard, it's partisan in certain areas. In fact, it's being used as a political tool. But people are defiant as far as equitable distribution of food whenever it's available. And they are determined to ensure that there is equitable distribution of that food. We are not seeing government expressing its agents and inviting those who can help to help. We have said that I am going to write to various agencies, urging them to act urgently, because we used to have programs like WFP, UN, and all these agencies. They were not given sufficient time. Now we hear that Zambian exports of maize to Zimbabwe have been stopped. So it means that we are going to go further away to have this, this food, and logistically is going to be a nightmare. So I think that we need a national response, which will demonstrate the extent of the crisis that we face down there.
And are there any long-term measures that can be taken to alleviate any future crisis like the one people are facing at the moment?
I think what is needed is a real strategic response to a drought-prone area. Surprisingly, we have over 200 dams of water in this country. But out of those dams, there are very few of those have got irrigation infrastructure. So we continue to cry for water, and yet we've got those dams. I'm sure I'll go a long way to relief food production and starvation in the area. The other way would be to put in place short-term measures like drip irrigation, which we have tried and tested, and it can work. And we can target over 2,000 drip irrigation facilities throughout the country of 2 hectares maximum, and should be able to produce sufficient food and export in this country. So the question is not to continue to look up to rain. The question is, if people in the desert can survive, and we in a non-desert area, we are starving, then something is wrong with us.